The Washington Post reports the U.S. has been flying surveillance drones over Iran to search for evidence of a nuclear weapons program. The U.S. has kept up a steady drumbeat of warnings to Iran to abandon nuclear ambitions. Iran's foreign ministry today told Washington not to play with fire. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has ruled out military action at this point in time, but Vice President Dick Cheney has said Iranian nuclear facilities might be attacked by Israel, a state already believed to have nuclear bombs. For commentator Roya Hakakian, who grew up in Iran, the nuclear rivalry between Iran and Israel is deeply disturbing.
Johuds, go home. This was the graffiti written on the wall across from our home in a trendy neighborhood of revolutionary Tehran in 1978. Johud is a Persian slur for Jew. It's a word I'd only known through my father's stories about growing up in a small village in central Iran. In my time, and in the heart of the capital, it had become nearly obsolete. To most people, I'm a walking paradox, a Jew from Iran. Americans often gasp in disbelief, then very gingerly, they ask if I consider myself, really between you and me, a Jew or an Iranian. For a long time, I'd say, I'm a human soup. Consider Jews the lentils, I say. They were in the pot long before the carrot was ever grown. The carrot is Islam, the pot Iran. And over 2,000 years of boiling together, sometimes with hate, the two have blended into one. But lately, soup simply won't do. This nuclear standoff between Iran and Israel is an ultimatum of sorts to the likes of me. And a mighty absurd one at that. Iran and Israel are the most natural allies. Two non-Arab nations with distinct languages of their own in a mainly Arab neighborhood. All this grand war talk cannot change the primordial truth about the two people. Our roots are shared. How else would the presidents of Iran and Israel, Qassab and Khatami, have been born in the same tiny and otherwise unremarkable Iranian province called Yazd? A war between Iran and Israel would be an insult to history. How could Israel strike at the very land which has been a historic sanctuary for Jews? What about Cyrus the Great? What about his Cyrus Cylinder, an ancient precursor to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? That clay document was written in part to protect Jews who'd taken refuge in Persia after the fall of the First Temple. And what about Iranians, non-Arab Muslims who converted to Islam 600 years after everyone else, and even then, only to their own brand? Are they trying to hide insecurity about their Islamic credentials behind the threat of bombs and the anti-Israeli rhetoric? Jews were advisors to Persia's ancient courts. They were credited with helping to save the Persian language after the Arab invasion of the 7th century AD. Jews also helped keep Persian music alive after the Islamic conquest when it was banned. Even today, after Iran's modern Islamic revolution, Iranian pop lives on at lavish Jewish weddings in Los Angeles. Back in Iran, young people clandestinely gyrate their hips to these tunes. More than two millennia of history won't be obliterated, even by bombs, if they ever fall. And no matter who strikes first, the dilemma of my identity won't be bombed away. I will still be a Jew. I will still be an Iranian. Only, in the aftermath of a war, I will also be devastated.
Roya Hakakian's memoir of growing up a Jewish teenager in Tehran is called Journey from the Land of No, A Girlhood Caught in Revolutionary Iran. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.